The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
your ass. Watch it.
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethro Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Jethro Show tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale.
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertainable,
mercantile, perk and whimsical. This is what we call Jethro Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello, everyone. This is Jethro Silverwing, and this is the Jethro Silverwing Show for Tuesday, January 27th, 2009. With me, as always, my love, my main squeeze, the girl downstairs, my wife, is Elkwin Jenna!
Hail and greetings.
Hey, Elkwin, how you doing?
Doing good.
Yeah? Have a productive day or anything like that?
Just a long, busy day.
Long, busy day. You didn't kill anyone, did you?
No.
All right. Killing people in-game is fine. Just gotta remember that. In-game killing, fine. Out-of-game killing, a lot of time behind bars.
I don't do bars.
No, neither do I. I've never got the hang of clubs or bars or anything like that. Then again, I don't drink, so that probably helps in that matter. All right, well, this is the first time we're actually trying to use an actual format for the show. I have a loose schedule written up, and we're certainly gonna give it a try. Give it more of a maybe get less what they call moments, which is where we stand around going, "Well, now what do you want to talk about?" Which happens quite often, as our usual array of listeners knows.
Well, what happens if they miss our ums?
Well, then, you know, we can always add on a third hour to the show of just us standing around going, hey, look at that gnome. You know, something like that. Yeah. All right. Do song from the Crushbone servers, like, behind bars equals more time for gaming. Yeah, I'd like to see you try to sneak in a laptop to do any gaming when you're behind bars. Now, see, there's got to be something in the house, because I was not coughing at work today.
I blame the kid.
I blame the boy, too. Damn you, boy!
Maybe it's the dog.
No, I don't think it's a dog.
Cats?
Maybe. Maybe the cat. It's entirely possible. Poor little Mau Mau.
She loves you.
Oh, she does. She wasn't too thrilled with the vet, though. A couple weeks ago, I don't know if I talked about it on the show or not, but a couple weeks ago, I went to go to work, reached down to pet the cats before I leave, and poor Mau, our long-haired... You know what kind of cat she is? She's a long-hair of some kind.
She's a long-haired calico.
A calico, okay. Long-haired calico, and just the right side of her face is just swollen up to, like, twice its size. Like, ah! What the hell? Ended up taking her to the vet, and she had a infected tooth, and a run of antibiotics, and she's looking great now, and she's finally coming out of the kitchen. and seeking love and attention, just like her old self.
It's about time.
God, it's been like what? She spent like all of her time in the kitchen for what, like 3 weeks?
Almost.
Something like that, yeah. But she seems to be better now. Of course, she likes her mush now. We're not giving her...
She still tries to eat the dry food.
She still tries to, and then starts looking for the mush.
Sort of.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure the mush is a lot easier for her to eat than the dry stuff, too, so...
Well, she's really picky.
That she is. I mean, she likes mush that looks like mush.
She doesn't want camp food that looks like tuna or something, with meat chunks and stuff.
Right. Anything that actually looks like food, she won't eat. But if it looks like it was put through a blender, it's like, oh yeah, this stuff is so good! You know.
And then if she gets too hungry, she'll go over and eat the dog food or something. I mean, she still tries to eat the dry food.
Mm-hmm. So... just leaving out some mush for her. Mush, mush, mush.
And then we gotta keep the other cat from trying to eat it.
No kidding. Get away, bad cat! That's not your food! Anyway. So, you know what? We actually have a couple birthdays this week. Nobody in-game. I just found it interesting that we have two celebrity birthdays from people who are dead. Today, the 27th of July, is the birthday of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart and author C.S. Lewis, who wrote Alice in Wonderland. So we wish them a happy dead birthday. Do you know what Mozart would have been if he'd be alive right now?
No.
Really old. So for Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart and C.S. Lewis, we get a visit from the birthday trolls.
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you!
I'm being told I got that name wrong. Let me take a look here. Alice in Wonderland. I know it's the author of Alice in Wonderland. Alice in Wonderland. Let's see. Or is it C.S. Carroll?
That sounds about right.
Under the pseudonym of Lewis Carroll. I'm sorry, Lewis Carroll, not C.S. Lewis. C.S. Lewis did Narnia. My mistake. And by the way, just from our viewing experience last week, we rented this movie named Alice.
Oh.
Which was supposed to be some kind of dark gothic retelling of Alice in Wonderland. It was a German film dubbed into English for what little speaking roles there were. Don't get this movie. Do not. Your mind will melt. You will slip into a coma if you watch this movie. It's so dull and boring. Yeah. I'm just having horrible luck with Netflix lately. The description of the movie, Alice, on Netflix made it look pretty good. You know, I like weird movies. I like bizarre, low-budget... artsy kind of movies and stuff like that, but this one, oh my god, don't do it.
It was beyond artsy fartsy.
It was annoyingly boring.
I think with the clay, that one little short they did with the clay, 1,000.
That was pretty funny. there was a short thing in there. God, I can't remember what it was called. It was. It looked like it was maybe a maybe a film student's project with claymation, with actual clay, and it was this man being assembled piece by piece, but it was all done in clay in stop motion animation, and it was actually pretty damn funny. Hands walking around, all of a sudden the eyes roll in, the hands pick up the eyes and start using them and stuff like that, you know.
Ears.
Of course, we got to the dangly bits. It was just pretty funny. I do have a couple of people listening this evening I'd like to acknowledge. I understand that Anne, my former roommate who got me involved with EverQuest, is listening in tonight. And my mother.
Hi, Mom.
My mom is listening in tonight, and if you think that just because my mom's listening in that I'm going to key it down a bit, you're dead wrong! My mom knows my sense of humor, knows pretty much what to expect. She told me to be nice. Nah.
Evil.
Anyway. So I've got really nothing else going on this week. I mean, work. We actually had a few nice sunny days there for a while, but now we're back to rain.
We had some snow this morning.
Yeah, it snowed a little bit this morning, and then this afternoon turned to rain. Ooh, Drelzna has looted the legendary Void Hunter's pauldrons. They're purple. That looks pretty cool. I will like those.
Yeah, they are nice, but you can't... Oh, those are pretty cool. But it's only good for Berserkers, Guardians, Inquisitors, Paladins, Shadow Knights, and Templars.
In other words, the plate classes.
Plate classes.
So, I can't use them. But they do look pretty cool. Of course, my mom's going, what the hell are they talking about? She doesn't have the game or anything. Alrighty. So like I said before, we are trying a new format. Right about now, we would be bringing on a guest, but we have no guest this week. We have no guest.
I guess we don't have any guests.
No, I guess not. So what do we have instead? It's This Week in Professional Wrestling. I just played the intro. Anyways, This Week in Professional Wrestling. This week, we had the pay-per-view, the Royal Rumble. And, I don't know, I was not really disappointed, were you?
No.
No, we were wowed, we were shocked, we were appalled. I think that pretty much covers it.
Think so?
I think so. No. Well, yeah. Randy Orton, of course, winning the Royal Rumble match itself.
Boo.
Boo, Randy Orton. You suck. I hate you. Please step in front of the bus. See what else happened on the Royal Rumble. I'm looking up the things right now. ECW Championship. Jack Swagger defeated Matt Hardy for the ECW Championship. Matt was kind of bummed out by that. Sat at the ring going, oh, poor me, for a while. Beth Phoenix defeats Melina. Melina showed incredible flexibility as Beth Phoenix took her foot and bent it up and actually beat Melina's head with her own foot. That was pretty damn flexible, I thought. John Cena defeats John Bradshaw Layfield for the World Heavyweight Championship with assist Well, I don't know. I think Shawn Michaels actually assisted both of them.
He's so jerky.
He is. Just when you think you got the answers, Michaels changes the question, as they used to say. Edge defeats Jeff Hardy for the WWE Championship. Of course, there was massive amounts of cheating involved and blah, blah,
always.
Blah. And Matt Hardy betrays his brother Jeff.
Yeah, that was weird.
I was not expecting that at all. At the very end, Matt Hardy runs in, and it looks like they were about to give Edge the concerto, which what that is, they put one chair on the floor, the guy's head above the chair, and then they go to swing and hit him with another chair on the other side. But then Matt swung and hit his own brother. And they are real brothers, by the way. I've checked that out. One of the few brothers in wrestling who are actually related. Besides Goldust and Cody Rhodes, of course. And, of course, Randy Orton wins the Royal Rumble. Was The Undertaker pissed off or what?
Yeah.
He's standing outside the ring. He's about to climb back in. The Big Show, who was just eliminated beside him, trips him outside the ring. Makes him fall from the ring, from the apron.
That was just...
I mean, you...
Chicken shit.
I mean, you saw The Undertaker. I mean, you could read his lips. You motherfucker.
Fucker, yep. He said that.
So I don't know if that was planned or not, but...
Who knows, but that was interesting.
And that was it. I mean, the Royal Rumble match lasted over an hour, so that was the end of the pay-per-view.
I think it was worth it.
Yeah, I think it was worth it. I don't think we're going to get No Way Out, though. No Way Out is coming to Seattle.
Oh. Do you have to remind me?
We simply can't do it.
I don't even want to think about it, then.
I mean, how much were those tickets? Like, $70 a piece?
Well, 60.
60, 70 bucks a piece, something like that. We just can't do it.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to think about it anymore.
If you want to, hon, you can take the car and go down to the stadium.
No, I am not going... you mean down there and hang out?
Go down there and hang out and see if you can get the Undertaker's...
autograph.
Autograph or something like that.
Yeah, right. All by myself.
Mm-hmm. All by yourself, just... See him get out of his limo or get off his bike or something like that. And he'd be like, Mr. Undertaker!
Oh, no, it wouldn't work.
Wouldn't work? Why not?
No. Just wouldn't work, hon.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
You don't think he'd give you an autograph?
No, I don't think I'd even get close.
Ah.
Do you?
Probably not. I mean, you would actually have to figure out what hotel he's staying at and, like, camp the bars surrounding.
I don't think he goes out to bars.
The Undertaker doesn't go out to bars?
I don't think he goes out to bars, do you?
No, I don't know. Maybe. It depends how his schedule is. I mean, if he has to be somewhere the next night, then they gotta fly, you know.
I just don't think he drinks. I don't know. Maybe he drinks beer, but he can get that in his hotel room.
Yeah. Oh, well. What can you do?
I don't know.
So that's about it for this week of professional wrestling. Ta-da! Oh, of course, last night on Raw... the week before, last Monday, Randy Orton was about to get fired by Mr. McMahon Randy Orton assaulted Vince McMahon. Of course, we know it's scripted. You know, you don't have to tell me, wrestling's fake, yeah, whatever. So are soap operas, and they've been around for like 30 years, so I don't want to hear about it. So Randy Orton assaults Vince McMahon. Vince supposedly has a concussion and probably won't be seen again. Blah, blah, blah. He's threatening to sue if they try to take any actions against him, preventing him from performing in the ring and stuff like that. And Stephanie McMahon comes out to confront Randy, and he's like, yeah, go ahead, fire me, I'll sue you, fire me, please fire me. And Stephanie's like, oh, that would be too easy. We have something else planned for you. And then freaking Shane McMahon comes out and beats the crap out of him. I liked it. I know it's scripted. I know it's just, you know, show for men. You know, it's, you know, soap operas for men. But hey, I like it. And apparently a whole bunch of other people like it. So there. So, who knows? I mean, for a while there in the 90s, Shane was wrestling. So he knows what to do. So. What are you up to? You're a bunch of typing.
Oh, going. I'm just messing around.
Oh, you're in one of the void shard instances?
Yeah.
Void shards. All right, let's see. Let me check my schedule and see what we're supposed to be doing next. Pardon me. Oh, yes. Give me a few seconds here, huh?
Sure, you have a couple seconds. 1001, 1002, what?
I'm going to cut your mic. Because now it's time for...
Sometimes I sneak into houses and hide under the bed.
Damn, 38!
It's time for the NPC quote of the week.
That's pretty scary.
What's that? Oh, that thing the troll is saying?
Yes.
Sometimes I climb into people's houses.
That is pretty weird, huh? It would help if I actually loaded this up. Jeez. There we go. This week, we're talking to... My quote of the week this week is from Smithy Findlebop in the Bobbleshire.
Really?
I think he's very interesting.
He is?
Well, sort of. He just seems to be mad at the world. Seems to be a loose cannon.
Well, you know, he is kind of short.
Yeah, he's kind of short and all. But, you know, one moment he could be saying, "Hail, and how are you, and what can I do for you?" And then... he just kind of flips out. Take a listen to this.
More dirt? How in Brill's name can I get this thing to work if I can't keep it clean?
So he's a neat freak, apparently. Talking about all the dirt in his shop. I mean, he's got, well, I mean, I'm here in the shop now. He's got two people working for him. Why can't he get them to clean? Or, let's see, right next door, there's two people just hanging around here in his shop. I mean, he should, you know, send them out to clean. I mean, I'm sure there's, you know, no shortage of halflings here to clean his shop. I mean, that could be part of a quest. Domino, pass that along if you're listening. That could be part of a quest.
A newbie quest.
Yeah, a newbie quest of some kind. Going around cleaning little spots of dirt from the shop here. It could be. And of course, then he really gets started.
Now, if I can only figure out how the sprocket would fit in this device, I'll be set. Why are you interrupting my work? Can't you see I'm busy? Go away!
He starts saying, go away! You're interrupting my work! Well, you're not going to sell a whole bunch of weapons that way. I mean, he's a weaponsmith. He's a weapon merchant. I don't know. I think he's just really uptight. Maybe he needs a woman. Hey, there's a woman right here next door. Wazzleburn.
She's probably...
The spell scroll merchant. Wazzleburn. Yeah, but they did get rid of, like they're saying in the chat channel, they did get a lot of, get rid of a lot of the newbie quests because people weren't using them. So, oh well. So next week, Elquin, you gotta find an NPC that we can quote and talk about.
I do?
Mm-hmm. So Smithy, okay. So Smithy Findlebop, along with Rebix Rocket Trock and Diggin' Diggs in the Bobble Shire, they will give you, well, sell you armor and shields, they will sell you newbie weapons, and they will complain about how dirty the Bobble Shire is. You know, I figured for the first time us doing this, if there's anywhere that I'm going to find, you know, someone talking really funny or some kind of a funny saying, it had to be the Bobble Shire. You can always count on the halflings and gnomes for a funny saying.
Yeah, always good for a chuckle.
Mm-hmm. Mangler the 12th is following a duck. I think that's funny.
He's probably going to eat it.
He's going to eat that duck. Come here.
Mangler is a dog.
Yes.
By the way.
Yes, Mangler is a dog. You can actually find the ghost of the original Mangler in the Enchanted Lands.
He's still running around.
Yeah, he snuck up behind me the other day.
He shouldn't hurt you now.
No. But he's, you know, an epic four-up mob.
See, the original Mangler in Rivervale, was behind the counter in the back room of this building. I forgot what. And as long as you stayed on the other side of the counter when you talked to the NPC and stuff, you were fine. But if you got too close, then Mangler would come out and bite you. And then you would lose quite a bit of faction with the city of Rivervale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that happened to me.
So nobody wanted to mess with Mangler. You just stayed away from him. He was a mean, bad dog.
Bad dog. Well, we just had a ding in guild. Valander, Legion of Kithakor, is now a level 66 sage. So congratulations to Valander. Let me give you a ding here. Whoop, wrong ding. Sorry about that. Wrong ding. There you go. Trade skill ding. There you are. Congratulations to Valander. See, do we need to catch up with anyone else on that? Let's see. HUD is now a level 72 paladin. Congratulations, HUD. There's your ding. Let's see here. Anyone else that I missed while we were online? No, I think that's about it. You know, I think that was a pretty scary sight that I just saw.
What?
Some gnome just ran by me with one of those, what are they called? The excavation helmets?
Oh, yeah, the miner-type helmets?
Yeah, that's pretty much all he was wearing.
Oh, no.
Going around in his little pantaloons and excavation helmet.
That's almost disgusting.
He's going diving.
Yeah, I was going to say. I didn't want to go there. You went there.
I went there. He went
spelunking.
Yes, he's going diving.
Spelunking.
Gnome streaking. Oh, yes, they call him the streak. Boogity, boogity, fastest thing on 2 feet.
I really don't want to know where he's going spelunking at.
I don't know. He ran off somewhere.
Ew. Ew.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're like 15 minutes ahead of schedule here.
Is that good?
Probably not, but oh well. We're probably going to run into some stuff there.
There's lots of good stuff to talk about this week.
There's stuff like the boost that the fighter is going to be getting in the next patch.
Mm-hmm.
See, fighters are going to get, let's see, they're getting a new, actually, I don't know, is the, let me take a look.
You're saying again.
Yeah, whatever. Let me see. Is everyone going to be able to see that new hate meter, or is it just the fighters?
It's everybody.
Okay, so everyone's going to have that hate meter. Okay. Well, boy, something else for me to add to my...
Yep.
To add to my UI.
Yep.
So, yeah, we're going to get a new hate meter. And I guess the higher the meter, I guess it goes from 0 to 100. The higher the meter, the higher you are in the aggro list.
Yeah, you're on the top of my list.
So, people like warriors, paladins, stuff like that, you guys want to have the high numbers, while people like the healers and scouts and whatnot, you want to have the low numbers.
No. What? Wait a minute, what did you just say?
I said healers and scouts want to have low numbers, the fighters want to have high numbers.
Yes. But then you can watch it and watch how close you're getting, and then if you get too close, then you can hit your de-aggro spells or whatever and back it down. I mean, for a scout, that's going to be great. So we can, well, that and the squishies too, they can go, oh, maybe I shouldn't cast this big old fireball right yet.
Let's see.
Maybe I should try something else.
I'm at 90. Should I nuke this bastard?
No. Oh,
probably not. Because then you'd be dead without honor.
So let's see. So we get that going on. Illyrissi Day is, well, week or whatever it is coming up next month.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of weeks. If you go to eqtraders.com and go to the EQ2 section, Den Mom has got a great write-up on the Illyrissi Day items that can be crafted.
There's some good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the title of is Swack. S-W-A-K.
Swack.
Which, what the House Ogre thought it meant, sealed with a kick, but, you know, that's how the House Ogres are, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, that new house items are really cool, and I know you want the grassy knolls.
Oh yeah, the grassy knolls. There are two types of grassy knolls, which is a patch of grass, is basically what it's going to be. And you can either get it with butterflies, or you can get it with
fireflies.
Fireflies.
Don't go crazy with the patches of grass in the hall.
I will.
There's nothing you can do about it.
I like the new outfits. They're sort of the same, but they're a little different. I don't remember lace-ups in the back.
Let me take a look here. Let's go to the swag thing.
I mean, I'd have to put on one of the they used to be the classy dress.
Yeah.
To see how different this is.
Yeah, the Illyrissi outfit of temptation.
Mm-hmm.
Unabashed romantic items. Looks like the female dresses actually lace up in the back, so that's kind of cool.
Now, there's going to be a little bit of a twist this year. Mm-hmm. I guess that there's going to be a merchant that will buy notes and candy for items. Don't know what those items are yet. Or you can take the notes and candies and craft them up into things like the loving cup, if that comes through.
Excellent.
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm liking that rug of the beloved.
That's pretty.
It is nice. That's very nice.
Demlom said it's got a bottom on it, and it's geometrically sound, which means...
Ooh, that means you can make it into a false floor.
Yes, you can make it into a false floor.
That's good.
Oh, that's going to be cool.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, those grassy knolls, we're going to need a lot of those. I'm going to want some for my forest in my room, and then we're going to need some
Are going to be busy that week going out and killing things.
Oh, yeah. No problem.
It's going to be like the Halloween one. Once you get the recipe and you get the special drop items, you can craft it throughout the year. There won't be a big deal about having to do it right then.
Yep, and of course those plush chase lounges and chairs and stuff that we've been getting for a while now, looks like there's going to be chase lounges and whatnot that are not worn. The ones that we have now look like they've been worn out for a while.
The ones made from last year?
Yeah.
Are the same ones?
No.
Yeah.
The one I have in my house looks like it's worn out.
Well, I don't know, but they're...
But the new ones... It's either that or it's just a graphical change on the old ones, I'm not sure. They look brand new, they look whole, they look good. And apparently there are two beds to match them now.
Yeah, those are nice this year.
The plush wood and the luxurious wood framed bed.
Yeah, you're still getting all the other stuff from last time.
Right.
So if you still had the spells from last time, there's just going to be a new spell book, or recipe book, I should say.
Mm. And anyone's going to be able to make these things. They're going to say, you know, very hard, but
well,
you'll still be able to make them.
The mechanical flowers and the ring, anything that has to do with tinkering, you can make, even though you're not a tinker, but you probably won't get pristine. So hit up your friendly neighborhood tinker and say, hey, can you tinker me up something?
Mm-hmm. And you can have stuff for your house. Stuff. I like stuff for the house. I'm just no good at decorating anymore.
Yeah, you are.
Nah, not really. Either that or I'm just having some kind of a...
I think you're having a decorator block.
Decoration block of some kind. I just can't figure out what the heck to do with the rest of my house.
That's okay. I had a dream about how I'm going to decorate my place when I move.
But of course, you know, I mean, even the first time that I got the five-room house, I didn't decorate it, really. You and Skyheart did.
Yeah, well,
So there we go.
And then there's, what else is coming? And this is game update 51, heirlooms. I like it. Like it a lot.
Yep, there are certain crafted items you're going to be able to put in your, crafted items that are typically no trade that you're going to be able to actually put in your shared bank spot so your alts can actually get them.
I mean, like the crafted items you need for the crafting epic. They're talking about void shards. They're talking about Farsi's Trading Company tokens for stuff. And most importantly, and I love this, so I don't have to go dragging cream out there to craft up forever, is the crafting books from Rise of Kunark. The faction ones. Because I've already built all my faction up with all those guys.
Oh, really? Yeah. So you can just go out and get the...
I'd be going in there at, like, negative. So I'd be crafting up forever just to get her up.
Uh-oh.
So. That'd be nice to have those.
Excellent.
Although everybody seems to, like, over-decorate with those casket or coffins that they have.
The Scytherian...
Yes, yes. They're nice and neat.
The sarcophagus.
Yeah, but every time I turn around, there's like a person that's got tons of them in their house. It's like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does get a bit old. But I guess they are the... they look like a ornate, decorated countertop, I guess. And, well, some people use it for that. Well, what can you do? Know what I found really interesting this morning? This is not game-related.
What?
Of course, I linked it to you. I sent an email to my mom about it, too. Is Google Maps, with their nice little street-level view. I walked around the neighborhood I grew up in today, virtually online. Unfortunately, it's only, like, major cities right now. They don't have... I tried looking up our house, and no, there's no street-level view of our place yet. Or Arlington in general.
No, but I was able to look up my place in California.
Mm-hmm.
Which was not fun.
Now, of course, I got hooked on that today because I went to myextralife.com, which is a funny game-based comic strip. And if you scroll down a little bit, he has a he keeps a daily blog where he posts interesting items. Google Street View is any word awesome. Because apparently, while they were doing, you know, whatever it is they do to get these views, how in the world do they do this? I mean, are they sending people out in cars taking pictures?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
They have cameras mounted on the tops of the cars and on the sides and everything, and they just drive up and down streets.
Well, that's interesting. Well, apparently they caught a couple people LARPing. Live action role play. So I don't know. Let me see if I can figure out where this is. Okay, coming up now. This is in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. There are a couple of samurai grassy lot. Couple of guys here playing samurai or something like that. They have a couple of Nerf weapons and they're in samurai armor, and they got caught by the Google Maps guys. It's pretty cool. Eight Samsonia Way in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I think that's pretty cool. Of course, there's been some hilarious captures on the Google Maps things. Like there have been reports of people having sex in windows with the window shades open and stuff like that. I haven't found any of that though. But yeah, I had a great time walking around my old neighborhood this morning.
Yeah, it's at street level. Like you're standing right in the middle of the street.
Mm-hmm. And what you can do is there's a control. If mom's listening still, and goes back to that little thing I did on the house, in the upper left-hand corner of the picture, you can pan up, scroll up, scroll down, or turn to the left or right. There's a guy riding a bike. But yeah, I mean, you can walk down the street. You can just walk down the street and turn corners. As long as that little camera car has been down that street, you can go there. And I thought that was just really freaking cool.
Yeah. It was.
Now, of course, I'm on that area where those samurai guys were. And apparently, if you go a few steps ahead, it was taken at a different time of day because it's brighter out and they're gone. So I take the step forward to where they were. It's gotten darker and there they are. So it's taken at a different time of the day. So that's pretty funny.
Yeah, that's what I've read. They're supposed to be on the cars. There's different cars they mount them to, and you know, maybe they had to pick it up the next day. I don't know.
Maybe. Or maybe the pictures for that area didn't come out right and they had to go back and redo it. Hey, remember where we saw those two samurai? Playing with their little Nerf swords. Let's go back there. Either that or the samurai guy saw them going riding by. Stopped him and go, hey, come back in an hour. That would be funny. That'd be funny. If we ever hear of the Google guys coming around our place, we'll have to get a hold of them and, you know, let us know when you're coming by so we can go outside and wave. I think it's funny. I'm sorry.
Wow.
So what have you been doing all this week?
Tinkering, working out my AAs.
Oh yeah, you completely redid your A lines.
Yeah, that was a chore.
We'll talk about that when we come back from our music break.
When's that?
Oh, just in a few minutes here. I gotta line up some songs. If you have any songs that you would like to request, by all means, let me know in the chat channel or send me a private tell-in game, and I'll do my best to get it in. Let's see, we'll put that one on. We'll do that one. Do you have anything you want to hear, hon?
Think your ranger's sexy.
You do?
Yes.
Cool.
People are saying, "Let me ding one night in Freeport."
All right, let me see here. Ding. Where's ding? It's got to be here somewhere. Ding.
Lyra wants.
No.
Lyra wants. I want a Kunark rhinoceros for Frostfell.
No. But of course, no Christmas songs.
But of course. That's not a Christmas song. It's a Frostfell song, but of course she's not a Frostfell elf, you know.
Of course not.
Hunting in Antarctica?
Oh, yeah, we could do that one. Let's see. Put Antarctica on there. There we go. Alrighty, so we're going to be back in... let's see. Looks like about 20 minutes.
Fingers and toes.
So we shall return after this music break.
Stay tuned for more of the Jethel Silverwing Show right after this break.
This is Lord Lucan Delair. You and I'm not crushing the souls of my enemies. I'm listening to Online Gaming Radio.
Alright, we are back. Are you back, hon?
I don't know, let me check. Yep, I feel like I'm back.
Alrighty then. So now... it's time for the tinkered item of the week. Elgwyn Jenna has been working on her tinkering. What do you want to talk about this week?
I found a really cool item.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make sure I've got one in here. Thought I had one. What'd I do with it?
I don't know. I was hoping you'd link it in the chat channel there.
Oh, I think I gave Durrell all of them.
What is it?
It is... hang on. I can get it. Oh, frig.
Debtor from the Kithacor server has linked
no.
Gnomish flotation device, which I think is kind of cool. What's it called?
I'm looking it up.
Okay.
There we go. It is the wonderful Gnomish Divining Rod.
The Divining Rod.
The Divining Rod.
What exactly does this Gnomish Divining Rod do?
It allows you to find things like nodes that you're looking for. But the best of all is shinies.
Oh, so I'll point you in the direction of the nearest shiny.
Yes, it does.
Oh, well, that's a good thing.
And what it allowed me to do was finish off 3 of my collection quests in the Morts.
Oh, well, that's good.
I think one was for Idols and Cookware and Sea Anemone Arms.
Oh, so Debtor is saying it's like a tracking window for nodes.
Yes. Well, you can use it for any sort of node, but it's great for finding shinies.
Alright.
And you get 5 tries to a rod. And usually they cost maybe 5 gold.
I just bought one for $8 on the broker. I just want to check it out real quick.
They're great. You bought one for $8. That's too much.
Well, I just wanted to check it out. Oh, yeah. It looks just like the tracking window.
And it's one of the few... I mean, there's not that many items that tinkers can make that anybody can use. Anybody can use this.
I like it.
You do have to be level 44 to use it.
Oh, you'd have to be level 44.
Yeah. Okay, well. And I think you'd have to just be level 44 crafter to use it. Because it says level 44 and it says crafting, different crafting classes, so.
Okay.
But if you're out there and you're tired of looking for the shiny that you need and you just can't find it, well, get yourself one.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you can always pester Elgin to make one for you.
That is only if they're on the AV server.
Elgin loves being pestered, don't you?
Only by you.
Oh, okay. So anyone else, you just put them in the catapult?
I don't have the catapult yet.
I do. Let's launch the catapult. Who are we going to launch it at?
I don't know. Delmon?
No, we tried to hit Delmon last week. We missed, you know, very badly.
He sang today.
What's that?
He sang today.
He sang?
Yeah.
Delmon's not supposed to sing. Was he any good?
I know. Well, I think a few people's ears bled.
Well, I'll tell you what, Win-Win, I think, is still in the chat. You know, Win-Win is about half the distance that Delmon is. Maybe we can hit Win-Win with the catapult.
The cowapult?
The cowapult, yes.
Hey, there's another person in Washington.
Who's that? Oh, Deader on the Kithacore server. Oh, yeah, this...
Columbia River south of us, I believe.
All right, that's cool. All right. Here we go. And load it up, and... I don't know. I think we ran a little shy on that one.
No hamburger tonight, huh?
Deader on the Kithacore server, did we hit you? Oh, we did hit him. All right.
Have some hamburger on us.
There you go.
But the reason I like it is because it's one of those few items that everybody can use.
Mm-hmm. It is a very useful item, too. I like it.
It has the Jethel stamp of approval?
Definitely.
Cool.
Now, you know I have to make up a sound effect at some point.
A stamp of approval.
Yes, I'll have to do the Jethel stamp of approval for next week.
Yes. So I'm wondering when you're going to bug me for some.
Now, on this tracking window, I'm in a zone that doesn't have any nodes. But in this...
You can leave the tracking window open and walk around the zone until one shows up. Don't close the window out.
No, I mean I'm in the Eldar Grove. There's no nodes. So I'm gonna
nodes?
No, there are no nodes in the Eldar Grove.
That's weird. Oh, yeah, there isn't.
So I'm going to go
to... I don't think the window's going to stay open.
Yeah, it does. So I'm going to try to get to a regular zone so I can check this out. I mean, does it actually list what the node is?
No. Well, if you're looking for wood and fish and stuff, yeah, it'll give the names of the different nodes.
All right, let's see here. So I want to travel outside of Kinos. Here we go. Let's go to Antonica. I'm sure to find some nodes out there.
They're saying it stays open if you zone, but it stops working.
Oh, okay, so I'll have to recast it.
So every time you open that window, that's a cast.
Ah, okay.
And yes, Lyra, it does show shinies. It shows little question marks, and you can track those down, just like they give you waypoints to them.
All right, let's see.
It's great.
Try using this again. Oh, yeah, Skull of Fish. That would have been useful when I was trying to up my fishing skill.
No, not Pacific shinies, just shinies. If there's a question mark around somewhere, it will tell you where it's at.
So let's see, I'm going to go to the nearest Skull of Fish.
But I was going to say, you know, if you pay more than 5 gold for one, I think you're overpaying. But every shiny you find that maybe you don't need, you can always sell for on a broker and make your money back for what you paid for the rod.
There you go.
It's a win-win situation. for your tinker, for yourself, and whoever's looking for the shinies that you actually found.
And for pink shiny fae princesses.
Of course.
The win-win situation.
I know.
Winwinsituation.blogspot.com for the win-win situation. I don't know if she's still listening, but we love Winwin. She's so cute and cuddly.
And pink.
And pink, very pink. All right. So what does one need to do to make one of those? What are the components? We got to tell people the components.
Well,
so they can come up to you and throw stuff at you and go, "Make me one of those." You know, I'm here at Crater Pond in Antonica. You know, I just can't help
it
but
wonder.
It takes
13 bonded loams. It takes 8 raw fuganites.
Fuganites.
And 5 raw teaks and 15 lustrous black coals.
Ooh, lustrous.
Ooh.
All right. You know, I'm here at Crater Pond in Antonica, and I can't help but wonder, with the skeletons lying around, are these shards, these remnants of the shattering, radioactive or anything like that?
I don't know.
Always seems to be really weird giant bug things wherever you find one of them. I could be wrong.
They're mutations.
I could be completely off my kilter here. I could be full of it.
Yeah, but question is, full of what?
That is always the question. At this point, I'd be full of jelly beans. The section of the Jethro Silverwing Show has been brought to you by a 4-pound bucket of jelly beans.
Alfred said he's tried to work up a tinkerer, but he's just making so many just to get one point. To get one skip point sometimes sucks. You know, I've noticed that my skill ups on tinkering, I'm now, what, 265, I think?
I don't know, you tell me.
Well, I have to look. I don't remember. Trade skills. Tinkering. Yep. 365.
Yeah,
365.
You're almost at the top now.
Yeah. Wasn't really that bad. It was maybe like every other item or so, I would get a skill up. Sometimes I would have to go 3 items, maybe 4.
Oh yeah, well I'm a level 1 tinkerer, and I have been since tinkering came out.
You don't tinker enough.
I don't tinker at all, that's the point I was making. Tinker, tinker, tinker. Now Tinker was the name of the guy from Speed Buggy. Look out, Speed Buggy!
It was?
Yes. Tinker was the name of Speed Buggy's mechanic.
I didn't know that.
I know everything.
You do?
Yes. I even know when the catapult is going off. The catapult! Oh! Right on Clorny. The catapult knows all, sees all. He can jump servers. My mom's listening right now going, "What the hell are they talking about?" Yes,
but we're having fun talking about it, though.
We're having fun. We're having a good time. So let's see, what else do I have on my thing we're supposed to be doing here? Let's see. Schedule. Oh, yeah! Darn it. It's that time.
For what?
For that.
What was that?
I'm actually 20 minutes late on this, according to my schedule, but.
What was it?
Well, hold on. I'm switching here.
He's switching?
I'm switching.
You're a switch. I didn't think you were a switch.
I turn lights on very well.
Uh-huh.
Yes, my little adventure of trying to find a thermostat, a new thermostat for our base heaters, has proved one thing. The people at Lowe's really don't know what the hell they're talking about. Or either that, or they just didn't understand what I was looking for.
I don't think they understood.
Yeah. I go in there and I tell them I'm looking for a low-voltage thermostat for a base heater, and they're like, they don't make low-voltage thermostat for base heaters. Really? I've got three in my house. Oh, well. It's now time for Where in Norrath is Cheez-It Nibble Buns? Music!
Yeah! Is he creeping around Freeport, Kelethan, or Keno's? A stabby freak for Tonga that everybody knows. He'll fit inside your backpacks and run off with your cheese. Tell me where in Norrath is
Cheez-It Nibble Buns.
Okay, it's now time for Where in Norrath is Cheez-It Nibble Buns. This is a game of 20 questions we play with our fans in the chat channel. Well, as many questions as we like, actually. I've got to figure out where in Norrath is Cheez-It Nibble Buns. I have them up right now. And we're going to start taking questions here. Clarny wants to know, can we see the ocean? No, I can't see the ocean right now. Santania wants to know if he's in Thundering Steps. No, he's not. Hud asks if he's in the barren sky. No, no, no. So where in the world is Cheez-It Nibble Buns? Can I see fresh water? Not from where I'm standing. No, Lyra, for the last time, there is no place called Lava Frost.
That sounds weird.
No, he's not in Antonica. Not in Lava Storm.
Is he in the desert?
No, I'm not in a desert. Is he somewhere hot? Warm, I would say. Not in the trees. Not in a forest. He's not in a foresty area.
Everstorm?
Laramie wants to know if I'm in the fens. No, he's not in the fens. I don't think I could get him to the fens. Not without help, anyway. Lyra wants to know if he's in the jungle. No, he's not in the Kunzar jungle. No, he's not in... Garaku wants to know if he's in the Tamoris Deep. No, he's not in Tamoris Deep. Anorai, he's not in your pocket. Lyra wants to know if he's near Freeport. Yes, he is near Freeport. Matter of fact, I'm looking at a troll right now. Laramie wants to know if he's in Rivervale. No, not in Rivervale. He is not in Stormhold, Roane. We've established that he's near Freeport. Lyra wants to know if he's in the Common Lands. No, not in the Common Lands.
Huds wants to know if he's in the Graveyard.
Nope, not in the Graveyard. Clory's asking if he's near Neriac. No. He is not in Big Bend, nor in the Sunken City. Come on, guys. You know what? I wish. What I was looking for here is I'm kind of hoping people would just ask me for descriptions, not just randomly shout out names.
Yeah, you guys are supposed to ask things about what he sees and stuff.
Ask me what I'm seeing. And Garaku has won. Garaku has won. I'm in the ruins outside of Freeport. But yeah, that's the way I kind of wished the game would go. I want people to ask me what I'm seeing. You know, that kind of thing. But yeah, Garaku is right. He's in the ruins. So Garaku, you can send Jethel on the Antonia Bale server an email with your mailing address, and I'll pass that along to the folks at Online Gaming Radio, and you will receive random gifts. I have no idea what in the world they have left. Well, wait a minute. Lyra is saying that she gets the ruins. Let me scroll up here. I don't remember seeing the ruins being mentioned before. No, I'm not seeing that, Lyra. She said Lava Storm, and she said the jungle, then Everstorm, then she said Near Freeport, then she said Common Lands, then she said the Sprawl. Nope, sorry, Lyra. He's near the Sprawl.
But yes, the winner does get a gift. OGR has got a little stash of swag.
Yeah, Online Gaming Radio has a private stash of stuff they've picked up at different events that they've been to involving Sony Online Entertainment. So just send me an in-game message, mail preferably, so I can look it up later, with your mailing address. I won't do anything with it except give it to the folks at Online Gaming Radio, who will send you random stuff. Oh, wait a minute. Laramie's saying that she did. I'm not seeing. Well, I'm looking again.
Guild chat?
Well, guild chat doesn't count, hon. I can't see your guild chat. Sorry, hon. I can't see it if it's in guild chat. I can't see your guild chat.
Yeah, we're not in your guild. Sorry.
Even if she was in the guild, it's got to be said on the OGR channel. All right, let me get off.
So that's a tip to you guys in the Kithacor that saying it in the guild is not going to work.
Right, saying in the guild chat is not going to work. Not even for the folks at the Legion of Kithacor. Sorry, guys. It's okay, Lyra. I know you're being big pouty face now. It's okay.
I got some Frostfell cookies I can send to you.
There you go. Send her a plate of Frostfell cookies. She'll munch on them.
Unless, of course, she'd like some Eurolus Day cookies. I can make up some of those. I still have some hearts left over from last year.
Oh, there
you go. And my recipe's still good.
There you are.
Or marzipan. So we started to talk about my AAs and then you forgot about it.
Okay, let's talk about some AAs.
You sure?
Let's do it. Let me see. Hold on a minute. Do I have anything we can play for AAs?
I don't know.
Let's go through some of my sound effects here. What do I got here? No, that doesn't work. Cowabunga. What's this one?
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was my exclusive interview with Delmon. I kid.
I'm insulted.
I kid because I love. Anyway.
Delmon. You're in love with Delmon.
No. No. All right. So we're going to do tinkerings. I'm sorry. We're going to talk about your AA. So let's give you an AA ding. And talk about how you revamped your AAs. Alrighty, so what do we got?
Well, I've been putting off redoing my AAs for quite a while, and just because when the AA started, then they changed them, and it was like, well, you know, I'm not going to worry about redoing them until I have a lot more, and I decided that now is the time. So, and what do you do when you need to go redo your AAs? I mean, where do you look? You know, you can check out the forums, but you're still kind of patterning yourself off to one other person. So, what I did is I went to EQ2 Players, and everybody's going to just kind of shudder at what I did, because it was a couple hours work. But you can look up the best of the best. In a class. So I looked up the best of the best of all the Rangers.
The best of the best of the bunch?
Mm-hmm.
The best of the bunch of the group?
Mm-hmm. All right. And they have different categories. So I there's like, well, there's more than five categories, let's put it this way. So I picked out three that I thought were something I could deal with. And it was the highest hit points, the highest power, and the highest melee hits. And, you know, you have the top 100 of all the servers. So I copied and pasted all the names over from each one, and that was a little bit because it didn't copy over right, so I had a lot of cleanup. That was the longest part, was the cleanup, so I could have a nice list of names. And I just took them in a spreadsheet, and I alphabetized them. I got rid of all the anonymous ones, and just went from there. And what I did out of, so that's, what, 300 people? Or 100 people in three different columns? I sorted it down to people who were in each of those columns. If they had made the top 100 in each of those columns, they have to be doing something right. So I whittled it down to about 10 names. It was 10 Rangers that had made it into the top 100 of the highest hit points, the highest power, and the highest melee hits. And then I whittled it down from there to the ones that I could actually see their AAs. Some of them on EQ2 players block that, which is fine. That's their own thing. And I got it down to about 6 different Rangers. So then I built my little spreadsheet, and I started looking at their health, their power, their strength, their agility, their stamina, everything, and I copied that over. And I looked at what sort of predator line they did. And what they did for their ranger, what lines they went down, and there was one pattern I kept finding in these 6. I eventually whittled it down to like 4 because some of them weren't showing all their AA points. They hadn't used them or something. EQ2 player seems to be like a month off on updating. It showed that my last time in was December 8th, and this was around the 22nd or something. So, and I had 4 good people I could work with, and, you know, there was definitely a pattern of what they were doing. And so I figured, okay, this has got to be the norm for Rangers. And in the Predator line, they were going down and completing the entire line of agility and the entire line of intelligence. And about all of it is strength. So I went ahead and I did that. And then on the Ranger side, they were going down the poison line and the searing shot and everything over on the left, except for stream of arrows, which majority of Rangers out there feel is not worth spending any AA points in. And then the other lines that they were going down is the, well, the top one is enhanced stance, dance of the force. Then you, if you go straight down, it's focus fire and honed reflexes and that sort of thing. Some of them spent some points in, it seems like majority of them spent points in rope shot. And then after that, it's, some of them put more in pathfinding, you know, but I basically finished out down to conversation. Oh, here, read that word. I don't know why I can't say it.
Conservation.
Mm-hmm. Extension and double arrow. And after I got done, I noticed that I felt tighter. I felt quicker. My shots were coming off quicker. I seemed to be doing a little bit more higher damage. I think it was a good change. There's some other things that I've been learning to do a little bit more of. Majority of people want to stick Rangers in the back all the time, which is okay, but we need to move in to do melees. What we got to get in range for the auto attacks to count two. if we get into that sweet spot, there's a sweet spot we can get into that allows us to use ranged and melee. We need to take a little bit step forward so our auto attacks hit the mob too, and that adds, because it's like one auto attack in between all our other attacks, so every little bit helps. And it does. It seems to increase when I step in a little bit more. A difference of 1,000 DPS a minute when I step in. So, overall it was good. I mean, it was a lot of research to do, but I think I came up with a good general plan to go with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. So if you're thinking about redoing your AAs, go do the research. Go look up your class. If you've got the extra stuff for EQ2 players where you can look up other people's stats and stuff, I would spend the 99 cents to do it. It's worth it. And if you're not into crunching numbers like what I did, and I know people out there shudder when they hear what I did, but...
Oh, you told me what you were doing the other day, and I'm like, you're doing what?
But if I'm going to research something, I need a broad base, and I wanted to start out with a pretty broad base to pull from, and I did. And to narrow it down, it was like, who's got to be in all these categories? If they're all in these categories, something, they got to be doing something right here. And it's not just the gear. It's something that they've got set right up in their AAs. So that's my report.
Alrighty. And I've...
It's tighter.
Yeah, you've given me screenshots of what you've done, and I've redone mine, with a few exceptions. I mean, I don't want or care to have a mount, so I, of course, boosted up my out-of-combat speed.
I like my mounts.
And I've also boosted my... I also boosted my movement speed while in stealth. Just because.
Well, there's like about 5, 6, 7, maybe about 7 points you can play around with on the ranger line that everybody's a little different. Some of them put more into the snare trapping line. Some of them are boosting up their pathfinding. That so you got a little bit of play there, but I stay pretty solid to one of the rangers. I sort of narrowed it down to who I happen to know who's on AB, matter of fact. And he was pretty nice because I didn't have quite all his AAs to finish out his profile because EQ2 players just didn't have it, so I asked him and he gave them to me, and he just sort of fell in line with all the other ones I was looking at, the other three people. So, for now, we'll do that, and that's why you have a lovely magic mirror you can switch out your AA points on and have one sort of build and another one a build. My other build's got my pet ability on it, and I kind of like having a pet once in a while, so that's fun.
I have unread mail in my mailbox. I bet it's from Garaku. So, Lyra is showing me the new room in the Restoration Tier 2 Guild Hall. Guess what it is? Guess.
I don't know. I know they're right next door to us.
Mm-hmm. It's a Frostfell room. They ripped me
really?
Off. They ripped me off.
You just took yours down.
Yeah, I did. I took mine. Actually, I put up a dining room now. My house is so barren. I mean, compared to what it was while when we were using it as a guild hall, my house is so barren.
You know, before I forget,
mm-hmm.
I want to remind everybody that listens that are on AB that this week, Thursday, January 29th, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we're running a lab raid, and you're welcome to come. You can sign up on Guild Portal. Just look up kithacore.org, which will take you basically to, or kithacore.org. Well, you can either go to Kithacore. Why just go Kithacore.org? And
just go to Kithacore.org and then click on the link I have at the top of the page for the events calendar.
And that will take you to Guild Portal.
I've also,
what levels? Procreate levels, it's about what I know. Oh, man. I'll look.
I have been asked to make an announcement. Let me scroll back up.
It'd be high 60s. Higher end 60s. Later 60s. Talk to Drell.
Talk to Drelzna.
Drelzna, she's our officer of war.
Yes, the officer of war. Wipe them out. All of them.
Okay, I do have an announcement here from Lyra, who wanted me to announce that she's running a scavenger hunt. February 7th at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Antonia Bale server. You'll have to solve clues, find items, and then team back with all the... The first team back with all the item wins. She hasn't told me what you win.
I have a team. I have Tigger on my team.
Yay, team!
Need some more on my team.
So, the Antonia Bale server.
Mm-hmm.
Friday the 7th at 8 p.m. Eastern, which would be 11 p.m. No, I'm sorry. 8 p.m. Eastern would be 5 p.m. Pacific
yes.
time. 5 p.m. Pacific time, and that would make it midnight in the U.K.
Mm-hmm.
Midnight in the U.K.
So are you going to be on my team with Tigger?
I'll still be at work. Wait a minute, the 7th. When is the 7th?
A Saturday.
Oh, it's a Saturday. Yeah, okay. It'll be a Saturday. Saturday the 7th. Antonia
mm-hmm.
Bale server.
Mm-hmm. Still needing more for the team. Our team. My team? My team. If you want to get your own team, go ahead. Tell Lyra you're going to sign up, but you got to bring your own team. Ha!
For more information, you can sexually harass Lyra on the Antonia Bale server. No, don't. You can harass her. Don't sexually harass her. She'll lock you in the frost film room. Shrinkage.
No. Oh. Oh, you're rotten.
Hey, there's an empty room here. Well, not quite empty. Oh, I like the way they made a little, And take a tour of the Restoration Guild Hall while you're on the Antonia Bale server. I like it. I like what they've done. They got a couple of rooms that aren't quite done yet, but they're taking their time and making it look good.
Ooh, I got HUD on my team.
HUD. You have HUD on your team? Is that a disease? No.
No, I got HUD and Tigger now.
HUD and Tigger. Sounds like a kid's show.
No.
Because tiggers are wonderful things. Woo! Okay, I'm back. Computer crashed on me. You may want to reset your connections by just hitting refresh or play or whatever again.
Yeah, because when you first come back, you sure sound like a chipmunk.
Yeah, I know.
And Lyris is claiming the crashage. She's claiming that she crashed the show.
Well, she did. With her evil Frostfell Room of Doom. Well, more precisely, the Guild Hall caused my crash. I should know better than to try to go upstairs in a level 2 Guild Hall.
Oh, cool. I've got HUD, Rowena. And Tigger now. Yay!
And me.
And you. Is that all of us? Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That means that we got enough now. Lyra is saying teams of 5, so.
Not teams of 6?
No, I don't know. She said teams of 5.
Okay.
Thank you. I guess the judge will be the sixth person. So how come you're all quiet again?
I'm trying to get the rest of my stuff going here.
Oh, I'm supposed to keep you all entertained?
Sure, why not?
Well, I could tell them about the neat quest in Grob that they just have to go do.
Grob.
In the moors of, up in the moors, you need to go down to Firmroot. Yeah, Firmroot. And from there, you need to go to Grob, which I think is north of Firmroot, or...
Right, you don't take the...
Northeast or something, anyway.
Yeah, you don't take a balloon, you just walk.
You walk. And you need to find Grunty. G-R-U-N-T-Y. She's a troll. And what she will start you on is a quest called Over the Hills and Far Away. And she wants a sketch of the airship. So you got to go back to Firmroot. And you kind of run around the ship that's crashed there. The front part of it and the stern. And then you go back. Which is pretty easy. You do have to be 78 to get the quest. That's what it's saying. So... don't know how little. Anyway, then you go back, and now she wants you to look around Grob for some parts. She wants a blacksmith hammer. There's some wood. There's a broken wooden target you can get. It's right outside her building. She wants some rope. There's excess rope over by the alligator pen. A golden jug. That's over by one of the wholesalers, where the wholesaler and provisioner is. And a weapon, and there's an extra lead weapons right next to Grundy too, so you don't really have to go outside of Grob for this. So you bring all those back to her. By the way, each time you do this, you're getting a good chunk of gold. Let's see, the first one will net you 22 gold and 2,000 plus faction to clam Grob. And it seems like each step gives you 22 gold and 2,000 plus faction with Clan Grob. And the reason why you want to build your faction with Clan Grob is they have crafter recipes that anybody can do that are for natural stone type items. I mean, you were out there doing that, weren't you? Building your faction with the trolls?
Yeah, I kind of got sidetracked when Frostfell come around, but yeah, I'll probably go back to doing that so I can make the stones.
So this quest is called Ramble On. That's the one where she wants all the parts. The next one is called Communication Breakdown. And this is why you have to be 78 to do this. She wants you to go kill Dusky Gold Fawn Stalkers. You need four of them. So when you head down the walkway from Grob back to Firmroot area, just as you enter the swampy area, these things will come out of nowhere to get you. They're down there hidden. Once you do this quest, you will always see these things, no matter what happens. You'll be running through Firmroot, and out of nowhere, a Dusky Gold Fawn Stalker will get you. So you just kind of wander around there. They auto-spawn when you're close. They're invisible to you till they aggro you.
Now, wasn't there a quest like that before with some kind of Ratonga?
Yeah, they chased you all over the place.
Yeah.
That was a world event. The respawn on them is roughly 1 minute. So just kind of wander around there. And then they want you to go up towards Broken Skull Loft and collect 5 gold chunks of coal. They're along the path that lead up to the Broken Skull Loft. You'll see them. They're attached to the rocks up there, but they're dark colored. They're pretty easy to spot. So when you take this back, you are on Bring It On Home, which is the very last step. Okay, so there's only 4 steps to this. You're getting 2,000 faction apiece. So it's 2, 4, 6, 8. 8,000 faction, 88 pieces of gold. You can't beat it. So you go back and you talk to her about her airship after communication breakdown. And what you will get is this Grob Majestic airship. And have you guys all seen it? I mean, I'll hop over to my house and link it unless somebody else has got one. This is the coolest, neatest thing I have ever seen in game so far. I love it.
It's that little airship that goes around in a circle?
Yes. There's a little guy on it, too. He is. He's on the platform running. So I gotta jump over to my house real quick, and I'll pull it off the ceiling and link it in channel. But it's cool. You attach it to your ceiling, and of course you can change the size of it, and it just goes, spins around and around in a circle. I mean, like, like a bob, a plum, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's a miniature of an airship, and there's a little mechanical guy on the deck running. It is so cool. That is like the best item I've seen.
Pella wants to know how big you can make it.
You can make it pretty darn big. I think I have a Kino's house, 5-room. I mean, at its largest size, I mean, you stick it up on the ceiling, it'll run around the bottom floor. Let me see if I can grab it. Because I've got it miniaturized a little bit. I'll pick it up. And what I do with it. Here we go. But like I said, if you I know you got to be level 78. But darn, I mean, get yourself up there and get this. This is just neato stuff. And it's hard to see in the wardrobe, but there is a little guy on the deck running.
Hmm.
And he's what's propelling it. It's so neat. So you just hang it up on your ceiling, and it just spins round and round.
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, if you try to grab a hold of it in the wardrobe, you can kind of hold it for a second to see the little guy running on it.
I tried. I couldn't really see it all that well.
Well, you can see it up close. Let me see if I can... Yeah, you can make this sucker really big. I mean, it goes through the floor.
Wow.
I have the top part in Aquino's house at the full length. It's going through my floor. So I gotta decrease the size a little bit here. So yeah, you can make it pretty big.
That's a neat little item.
I made it small so I could tuck it up. But, yeah. I like it. I think it's, like, totally cool. And whichever or whoever or whom's, because it's probably more than one person who did this. Bravo. That is, like, totally killer. Neato stuff, guys. More stuff like this. This is neat. You take it home, you put it up, and you go, wow, that's cool.
So it's got the El Quinjena seal of approval.
Yes, it's got the wow factor on it.
Not the wow factor. We never say wow.
Yeah, we do.
No.
Yes.
Got the World of Warcraft factor? What the hell?
No, just wow, neato, neat stuff. Okay.
All right.
So that's my cool item of the week.
Cool item of the week. And for that, we'll just play this.
Oh! Antonia Bale's got a great rack. If you try to touch it, your face you'll smack. Strong and firm protects it from attack. Get a hold of the weapons in the closet in the back.
There we go. Alrighty, well, it's about that time.
For what?
Time for us to say goodbye to all our company.
Are we Mickey Mouse in it now?
No. It's bad enough we started off with the Muppet introduction.
I want to say hi to a friend of ours, our little mousy friend that from long ago.
Mousia.
Yes. You know that she's a kitty cat now?
Oh, she has betrayed.
Do you want me to tell you where?
Where?
Wow.
They have cat people in WoW now?
Well, she could turn into a cat. She's a druid.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
see.
I was going to say, I didn't know they'd put that grease in there.
So she's been cracking them up and making them, you know, squirt milk out their nose or whatever they're drinking over there, being a cat, in her cat antics.
Okay, then.
But she sends her greetings.
All right. I remember Mouse, yeah.
I do, too.
We used to have a great time. Of course, she played a little white mouse in the Legacy of Honor long, long ago. And Jethel did a little ventriloquism. It made this onion talk. And it was just the funniest damn thing. I got distracted and stopped talking, and Mousia thought the onion died. It's like, oh, the poor little onion! Munch, munch, munch. Oh, he was so good! Yes. And this is crying about losing the onion and eating it at the same time. Munch, munch, munch. Yeah.
It was just one of those things, you're laughing so hard, you got tears running down your eyes.
Oh, God,
you can't type.
Oh, yeah, she cracked me up big time with that one.
Sir Onion.
Sir Onion.
This poor Jethel, you know, eating the onion. Oh, my God.
And, of course, you can go to kithacore.org, click on audio and video, and go to the guild, audio video, the guild gallery, and then click on Jethel from my private gallery there, and you can see a picture of Sir Onion that I made for Mousia back some years ago. See, what page is it on here? Be on the second page of my gallery.
So that's where that came from.
Sir Onion.
And, okay, you got your child's play bouncing baby bear, right?
Yes.
I got one, too. I still say, you take out the big one, you know, Jeff's cuddly companion, and name him Yogi, and I'll keep mine as Boo Boo, and we'll run up and down Kino streets, okay?
No.
Yogi and Boo Boo and the Rangers. See?
Oh, God.
See? It's funny. Don't the guys in the channel think it's funny? Nobody's saying anything. I thought it would be funny.
All right, folks, that's it. This has been the Jethel Silverwing Show for January 27, 2009, and we had very few moments this week because we had a format.
It's scary, hon. I just don't know.
But we're still unrehearsed and unscripted. We don't have a script. We just have a format now. We have topics.
Topics? Isn't that what you put on ice cream?
That's toppings.
Oh, okay.
Toppings. Unless you think you're a little Jimmy.
Pardon?
Little Jimmy's. The black chocolate sprinkle things.
Oh.
Back east, we call them Jimmies.
I thought they were just sprinkles.
No, we call them Jimmies. I don't know why we call them Jimmies, but we just called them Jimmies.
See, Rose got the right idea. We'll have some Misty Thicket picnic baskets with us. You have Yogi. Well, you see, the reason why you have Yogi is because that's more of a male thing, and I'll have Boo Boo because that would be more of a girl thing, and we'll be the Rangers and Boo Boo and Yogi with picnic baskets. Yeah.
And on that note, this has been the Jethel Silverwing Show. Do you have any shout-outs?
I already gave them out, and one to Surgeon, wherever he may be.
All right, folks, that's it for this week. We'll see you next week. Mom, I hope you enjoyed listening, and if you tuned in. And we'll see you guys next week. Hey, all right, that's it for this episode of the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
And I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheese and Nibblemuds!
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is Deep Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Alcoholic. Sensitivity Seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by 3 badgers, 2 giant rats, a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, a package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday night at 4 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for me, Jethel Silverwing, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elk Magenta, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.